Daily Rest, Friday, January 19th, 2024. This week's devotion theme is Mary's Magnificat. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Luke 1:53-55. A Song of Satisfaction. Can you imagine going to a smorgasbord with every kind of decadent food imaginable and yet going away empty? That is how God describes the rich. They truly have every kind of food they can desire and as much as they want, yet they go away empty. That is because all their wealth and all the food in the world can't satisfy their soul. King Solomon learned this from his own experience. He said, "I also gathered for myself silver and gold and the special treasures of kings and of the provinces. I acquired male and female singers, the delights of the sons of men, and musical instruments of all kinds. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure." What was his conclusion? Indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. Ecclesiastes 2. Verses 8, 10, and 11. Why do we envy the rich? They seem to have everything good in our eyes, but they have nothing. God sends them away empty. They grasp for the wind and come up with nothing. In contrast, the hungry are filled with good things. This is true in two wonderful ways. For those who believe, despite physical hunger, they are filled with the things that are truly good. Lazarus had to beg for some crumbs to fill his stomach, yet he had the greatest riches of God's forgiving love and salvation. Food, clothing, and wealth are the little things that God can supply. That is why he urges us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That brings us to the second way that Mary's words are true. Those who spiritually hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus says, are truly blessed because they will be filled. They will receive the greater blessing in abundance. Lord, fill my heart and soul with your good righteousness. Amen. This weekend's Rest Journal includes these two items. Read 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger people, submit to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Consider, why is humility a necessary quality of saving faith? And then look up the following passages about humility and write down ways you can be clothed with humility. Those passages are Proverbs 15:33, Acts 20:18-20, Philippians 2:1-11, and Colossians 2:18-23. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.